talked already at length on the NFL draft. Will Brinson was in. Bucky Brooks was in. We talked about what happened, what didn't happen, what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Now, it is Friday. It is an enormous weekend coming up. There was no way I was not going to get to James Kelly and his enormous head to see what he's thinking, what he's going to hit, how he's going to get down, and how we all might make some cold, hard cash. He's back. Head, what's going on? How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, Jim. Better than Packer fan, not as good as Danica, but pretty good.
There you go. Well said. All right, so why don't we get right at it? Starting in the association, great matchup tonight, Head. Jazz at the Suns. Both are awesome stories. Both are battling for that top seed in the West. I absolutely love the matchup, but I would love it even more if the Jazz had Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell, which they do not. So I love the Suns here, depending on how much we have to lay. What number do you have, and how are you playing that matchup?
So right now I have the Suns at -4. I hit this as soon as it came out at -3.5. I still would hit that 4. It just seems too low with Utah being so banged up and really not playing great. Yeah, they clobbered the Kings by 49 the other night, but before that they had lost back-to-back games to Minnesota. Also, the Jazz have been good, actually a great cover all season this year, but that number's kind of been padded, Jim, at home. They're average on the road, hitting about 50% of their games. So I'm going Phoenix, who has gone 6-0 against the spread their past six Friday games. Suns -4.
All right, so that's interesting. You always seem to get a better number than I do. You and I are in different sites. I've got Suns -4.5. I feel strongly enough about it that I'll hit them at -4.5, and I did. But what's up, dude? How come you keep getting all the good numbers that I can't get?
I have several platforms, Jim.
So do I, but not the one you have, apparently. All right, so you've got them -4. I hit them myself at -4.5. Now, normally I would not care, Head, about a couple of sub-500 teams like Washington and Cleveland getting after it. Right. In fact, in terms of the matchup itself, I still don't care. But what we're here for is not entertainment. We are here to find value. We are here to get paid. It's just business. That's where the real entertainment is at least in this one. The Wizards have been lights out of late. They just punched the Lakers in the face, while the Cavs just lost at home to Orlando. In other words, Head, two teams going in opposite directions. I love the Wizards here, depending on what number we get. How are you approaching it?
I'm taking the Wizards, and I got a -6.5 on this one, Jim. The Wizards cover nicely as the road favorite, and we've played this before with the Cavs. One day off, they are horrid. They've covered 26% of their games when they only have that one day off. You have to be worried about a letdown from Washington after beating the Lakers, but I'm going to ride with Russ Westbrook, who will be looking to extend his NBA record triple-doubles in a month to 14 games. He's playing great. The Wizards are 8-2 in their past 10 games against the spread. Washington minus the points.
All right, so you've got Washington minus the points, and again, you got a better number than I do. I have them at -7, but I hit them at -7. You got them at -6.5. Mm-hmm. All right, then we've got the Bucks and the Bulls. Like, the Bucks are on the back end of a back-to-back. They just got beaten by Houston, and Giannis is dinged, so there is some concern about Milwaukee. Maybe not as much concern, though, is the stat that I saw. How you like this, Head? Mm-hmm. Bulls are 1-9 against the spread in their last 10 games versus a team with a winning road record. Mm-hmm. So I do like the Bucks here. Let me ask you this. How do our pals at BetQL like this game?
They are with you on this one, Jim. They actually like it better than any game all night, giving them their 5-star approval, so that's as good as they got. They actually have the Bucks as a 6.5-point better bet than Chicago, so they love this -1. Now, Milwaukee has gotten the hands on their recent road trip, and they're playing tonight in Chicago, a night after losing in Houston. So that's a little concerning, but man, they can score. They're the highest scoring team in the NBA, and that Munster Kids squad, they don't play very good at home. So I like Milwaukee there. The Bucks are also a perfect 9-0 this season against division opponents. I'm going with you and BetQL here, and I'm hitting the Bucks.
What number? What are you getting?
I'm getting -1.
All right, so BetQL has them as high as -6.5, and we can get them at -1.
Right, exactly.
Yep. Hit that. Smash that. All right, mm-hmm. So one of my favorite plays of any week is your NHL pick. Those who know the NHL love the NHL. Those who love the NHL love the Big Head's NHL picks even more than the game itself. Who are you looking at this week on the ice?
I'm going to ride with Winnipeg here to snap their NHL worst five-game losing streak tonight against the Canadiens. The Jets play better on the road ice. They are the second-best cover against any against anybody on the puck line on the road, and the Canadiens are the second-worst cover against the puck line at home. Now, if you don't like the value in the Jets plus the 1.5 puck line, hit them on the money line. That's what I'm doing. Jets and the money line.
Winnipeg on the money line. There is your NHL pick. All right, the last and the best of all, the run for the roses, the Kentucky Derby. I know you love the ponies. I know you're all about the best 2 minutes in all of sports. Now, in any given year, anything can happen in that race because we're talking about an enormous field exclusively for three-year-olds, and they're running a mile and a half for the first time. So, head, in any given year, it's going to be wide open. But I think looking at the field this year, I've never seen it as wide as open as it is. I can make an argument for a half a dozen horses in this race. Who do you like, and how are you attacking the first Saturday in May?
Yeah, look, the favorite Essential Quality is a great horse. He hasn't lost, but there's just not great value there, Jim. So I'm going to go with the third choice, Todd Pletcher's Known Agenda. I think he's currently at plus 750. I've been on him for a while now in the days leading up to the post positions being announced. I'm just like, please, please don't draw that vaunted one position in the 20-horse field because it's a massive field, and he does. But I'm sticking with him, Jim. He looked great in the Florida Derby. He's won both of his races with blinkers on, and I think the distance won't be a problem for him. I just need Ired Ortiz Jr. to get him out of that one hole fast, and he does have the speed. So I'm going to go. I'm not going to be scared here. I'm going to ride with Known Agenda as the third choice and become the first horse since 1986 to win the Derby out of that one gate.
Well said. I like that pick. I like that pick a lot. I don't like him on the rail, but as you point out, if anybody can get him out cleanly, it's Ortiz, as we talked about the Eddie Olczyk too. They're going with a different gate. Now, I know you, Head, you're going to find value in that, but you will take shots. Are there any long shots in the Derby that you want to take a shot at?
I'm taking some big swings here, Jim, some big, big swings. Another Fletcher horse, Sainthood. He didn't run as a two-year-old. He has only three races under his belt, and he's only won once. But if you go look at the tape of the Jeff Ruby Stakes, he finished like a madman in that mile and an eighth, losing to Like the King, but he had plenty left. He's currently 45 or 50 to 1, so I like him. I'll use him on some bets. And also another long ass shot, 50 to 1, Helium. He also has only ran three races. He's won each one of those, though. And the last time out in the Tampa Bay Derby, he looked great. His speed and time were good. And I looked at his bloodlines, Jim. Like Sainthood, he's bred for this mile and a quarter, so I'm going Helium. 50 to 1.
I like that. You got to take some shots. I also hit Sainthood pretty hard. Nice. Helium I've not hit yet, but that doesn't mean that I won't. But you have to take some shots. All right, Head, back it up. Run it back one more time. Who are your picks for the weekend?
Suns minus 4, Wizards minus 6.5, the Bucks minus 1. In the NHL, I'm going to hit Winnipeg on the money line. In the Derby, I'm going to go Known Agenda at plus 750, and then I'm going to take a couple shots. Sainthood anywhere from 50 to 45 to 1, and Helium 50 to 1.
I love it. So generally, what is the clone reaction? Are they happy that you're getting them paid, or are they pissed when you don't?
I'd say about 8 to 1 odds, pissed when I don't, but they were extremely happy, I'd say, the last couple weeks. So always more pissed off when I lose, so we'll see.
Let's get it, Big Head. It's a big sports weekend. Big Head bets every single Friday. Have a great weekend, Head. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jim.
All right. Suns, Wizards, Bucks, Winnipeg, and he gave you his Derby picks. Are you going to bet the chalk? Or are you going to take some shots? There's not a lot of value in the chalk, not a 2-1. And not only that, but the favorite is coming off a tough race. It matters. It matters. I can remember way back in the day, a reporter said to me prior to the Breeders' Cup, if I was concerned about Shared Belief, who was all out in a prep race, I said, no. No, I'm not concerned at all. I'm not concerned because the horse showed us something, but deep down, I was a little concerned. You don't want to see them run their best race before their biggest race. So we'll see.